got a bit of a crazy story here to go through. Something happened with this recent skate video. There's been some negativity because apparently fire on the rail combusted the wax and the wax got extra sticky. Now, in the wake of it all, two things happened. One, there was a lot of miscommunication and failure as a team, but still somehow the team is limping on. It's moving on and everybody's better for it, and there's a lot of lessons learned. Interestingly, one of my contributions to this is to go back to basic protocol. How do we talk to each other to solve problems? How's a team communicate? You know, it's all basic. Go look it up. It's the same rules. I mean, people find the same thing. These are not invented. There's just few rules for how to talk to people. And those rules rule work. Well, I talked about it in the point. That's everything. You know, you've got lines of communication and you only say what's helpful and it's everything. Goodness, Obama was blaming people into his presidency. He got Trump elected, you know. Trump was doing things in a way that was spreading hatred. You know, he was festering. Now, unfortunately, there's only so much you can do with people that don't want to get off their butts and go solve a problem before it's too late. People want to wait till after, and also they want to solve something. Well, Trump wanted people to wake up and see the problems coming, and it's still not too late. And the only way to do that is to do things that make people angry. So it's a yay boo. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. If we'd been solving problems sooner, Trump probably would not have said things that were so inflammatory. But, you know, he still could have been a little bit less inflammatory, I suppose, but not much because of how lazy people were. But that goes back to my book, Tan Trumps and Stone Potatoes, a book of rants on why Trump rants are right. So it's not that Trump was right. It's that rants like that are necessary. But we don't want to go so far that we get into hatred and just hating and vomiting and stuff. And that's something that all of us go into if we don't level up in love. So something interesting happened, though, as a team. We have our normal tendencies to try to deal with stuff, and we go through it and we push through it, and everybody's happier and more friends because of it, because deep down inside there is love. But from outside, there are some people that really are hateful. And there are some people that are taking the littlest thing to complain about, burned wax on a rail, and making a big stink about a small matter. And there you've just got vomit and hatred. Ultimately, I think that they're jealous that they weren't in the video. But these are hateful, hateful people. And that level of hatred, that level of anger will make you weak. And here's the thing. I know that all of it is rooted in demonic forces. Try to hear me on this. If you can get yourself to the point where you've leveled up in love, it means that you've wrestled with the devils that make you want to point the finger at others. And once you've done that, you've acknowledged your own belief that the Holy Spirit is telling you to do things to others that the Bible never allows, blame and shame, say things that are bad instead of counting blessings and helping others count theirs, providing criticism without useful direction, so petty and immature. It's just rookie. It's just noob. It's not some people. It's anyone that's a beginner. And that's so central. It's not about it's my style or your style. Style is about how you express love or how you blame or don't blame. Do you do it passive aggressively or do you do it while shouting? Well, that's an Enneagram. But all of us sit there and get mad and point the finger at somebody else with our mouths, with our hands, or in our hearts. Or we're sitting there saying, well, you know, I'm going to focus on what I can do. How can I help? Focus on your part. You've got a full-time job, my mother used to tell me. And she'd say, now I'm the mom. I've got two full-time jobs, me and you. You don't worry about me and you don't worry about your sister. You worry about you. So we've, well, see, as you face the fact that the urge to blame and shame others is demonic and you stop it, then when other people do that to you, it will not have power over you. The yelling boss will never be able to file one bad written report. The yelling supervisor, the ranting, angry employees who work with you will never be able to cause a dollar to be taken away from you. As much as it looks like it will from all there is in history, they won't be able to hurt you one inch because their anger and ranting and blaming is demonic every time. That's where it comes from. Ultimately, leveling up in love is leveling up and resisting evil. And you've got to do that yourself. If you've got evil forces in you and you start blaming and you start shaming, then the demonic forces after you will get you to lose your money. And then other demonic forces will be able to take your money through your demonic forces. I don't know. Does that make any sense? If you really get to the place where you do not shame and blame at people, even for their shame and blame, they won't be able to hurt you. And so we've got these haters from outside the group that I know are going to try to come after me. And I don't care. I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to let it blow past. And when it doesn't hurt me, it's going to freak people out. They're going to be scared and angry that it didn't hurt me. And they're going to attack me more. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger and just continue to not, you know, cause any problems. No, I mean, this is a thing. Like when you've got trouble, when you've got things come, well, sometimes those problems come from God. You know, you make a mess or someone makes a mess and they refuse to clean it up. God goes in and sends a tsunami or a tornado or a fire or something, or a war or a scuffle or a traffic accident. And then that ends up sorting things out. People finally talk because they're in hospital beds next to each other who should have been talking before. And so it's like, we're so glad this accident brought us together. Well, you should have been sad that your anger made it so that only that accident would have brought you together. You should have come together without the traffic accident. That would have been far better. You guys only love each other if you smash the car. Sounds like someone needs to level up in love. So I mean, really, these stories. I had this and I lost that and my life fell apart and I looked up and saw Jesus. What an idiot. Why'd it take all that? Don't you see the damaged relationships around you? Don't you see the people around you that are sad that you're not helping? Maybe you're hurting them and you can see it, such as your kids that don't listen or whatever. Don't you see the broken relationships as enough reason to level up in love? Don't you care about people? I don't get why it is that a broken friendship doesn't drive us to figure out how we can level up in love. Why is it a house fire that we suddenly care about? Building burns down without a soul. And now all of a sudden we decide to love other people. That does not make sense to me. The friction and the sadness and the sorrow between people, friends and family, that should drive us to learn more about love. If you need a house to get lost before you're going to care about human beings, my, I feel sorry for the people in your life. My goodness, don't you care about people? I don't know. These are my thoughts. I'm not trying to blame you. It's just like these are the thoughts that I have about these things. I just, you know, you go to church. Yeah, I lost everything. The money in the bank I was gone. And so I called my friend and learned I was loved. I'm like, why are you telling people this? You know how stupid you look? It's like everybody, oh, that's a great story. No, it's not. The person just said that they're only motivated to love by money, not by human beings. You know, what are our presumptions here? Okay, I look, I know I've said some things a little bit weird and off the cuff to provoke people to think. If anyone can learn to love, I'm glad for it. Fine, but my goodness, that's not the end. Couldn't your crazy story have been better? I mean, is this as good as it gets? No, it's not. Let's keep leveling up more. Love you. See you next week.